שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל
הסולם. We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, page 619 in the Hebrew book. Shamati article 115, it's in the Shamati book, page 272. Shamati 115, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be live. Again, Shamati book, page 272. Shamati 115, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. Still is something that does not have an authority of its own. Rather, it is under the authority of its landlord and must satisfy every wish and desire of its landlord.
Without any criticism, but those forces which operate him, that's how he's being operated. We see such all the still and all the vegetative and all the animate levels in this world, they're all operated by inner forces, external forces. That's how they all operate. And if it seems to a person that he lives according to his own free choice, it's because these forces that operate him are hidden from him, and he operates according to certain decisions. But where do these decisions come from? He has no idea. For him, it's something that's hidden and concealed. And he lives, and the decisions whether to do this or that, and go here and go there, the more we progress in science, the more we discover that all that we do corresponds to the laws of nature, the different data given, Rashimot, that is already immersed in us.
ברא את הבריאה לכבודו, כמו שכתוב, כל הנקרא בשמי, לכבודי בראתיו. היינו, שהשם יתברך, ברא את הבריאה לצורכי עצמו. הטבע של בעל הבית, נטבע בהנבראים. היינו, שכל אחד מהנבראים
It means that the Creator created creation for his own needs. The nature of the landlord is imprinted in the creatures, meaning all the creatures cannot work for another but for themselves.
Meaning to begin with, he is immersed in everyone, and everyone's this way, so there's no point in, you know, waiting for a person to act any differently.
Vegetative is that which already has its own authority to some extent. It can already do something that is contrary to the opinion of the landlord.
Meaning the landlord, he already hides, like we hide from a baby, and the landlord gives him freedom, the host, as if he's not there, as if he's not present. And then a person in this range has to compensate for what the landlord kind of hides from him, where he gave him freedom. Meaning, where there is no police officer, you have to behave as if there is one there, present. What's the use? The use is that you have to learn the laws, and you yourself have to raise yourself to a level where you keep those laws out of your own free will.
I know.
This means that it can already do things not for itself, but to bestow. This is already the opposite of what exists in the will of the landlord, which he had imprinted in the lower ones, to work only with the will to receive for themselves. Yet, as we can see in the corporeal flora, even though they are mobile and expand in width and length, still, all the plants have a single property. In other words, there is not a single plant that can go against the method of all the plants. Rather, they must adhere to the rules of the flora and are incapable of doing anything against the mind of their contemporaries.
Meaning that he's limited. He has to take an example from his surrounding and from those who surround him and to behave like they do, meaning no one pressures him, no one's standing there with a stick telling him that this is what you have to do, but he has to raise himself to a level where, as a result of his inner correction, he takes an example from others and behaves accordingly, behaves like them. Meaning that, nonetheless, it's dictated to him how to behave. But to come to that, he can already reach that independently, to raise himself, he can reach the understanding, the consciousness, the importance, to identify with it. So there are two things here: independence up to a certain level, taking on an example and behaving correspondingly, something which society dictates how to behave, what to do.
Thus, they have no life of their own, but are parts of the life of all flora.
But he is happy about it. He has to be happy. He mustn't feel himself that he is a slave, or that he's not well off, or anything like that, because on the vegetative level that he was given, he has to be happy, he has to be whole and perfect. He appreciates that form of identifying with his environment, where he has to see them discover that they're whole and perfect and so on, meaning that the vegetative doesn't feel any limitation as a result of not being more than the vegetative, but he has to find how can he be happy as a result of his state being like the rest of society.
This means that all the plants have a single form of life for all the plants. All the plants are like a single creature, and the individual plants are specific organs of that animal. Similarly, in spirituality, there are people who have already acquired the force to overcome their will to receive to some degree, but are confined to the environment. They cannot do the opposite of the environment they live in.
But he feels his boundaries, he agrees to them, he's happy about it, he accepts it. Otherwise, he won't have a sense of nullification.
Yet, they do the opposite of what their will to receive wants. This means that they already work with the will to bestow.
Are there any questions?
No.
Okay, fine.
Animate. We see that each animal has its own characteristic.
Quality or motion?
It says characteristic, quality. They are not confined to the environment. Rather, each one of them has its own sensation and characteristic. They can certainly operate against the will of the landlord, meaning they can work in bestowal and are also not confined to the environment. Rather, they have their own lives and their vitality does not depend on their friend's life. Yet, they cannot feel more than their own being. In other words, they have no sensation of the other and naturally cannot care for the other.
It's the complete bestowing in order to bestow. Still not being able to operate his forces more than that, But he is free of the environment, free of the environment meaning that he has to feel himself being capable of being independent to an extent where he doesn't harm or flaunt anyone else, taking actions or moving against his will to receive. That means that he's independent, and not taking any example from others, meaning that if on the vegetative level he must subjugate himself toward the environment, here he is free with respect to the environment, meaning it's an additional force that, how should I say this? It's freedom. It's freedom from within and also external freedom from the outside. Truly, chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy, but still cannot work with his will to receive, to invert it in order to bestow, that is already the speaking level, meaning that he enslaves himself to the environment of his own free choice. You finished with the animate?
Yes. John from Chicago is asking, what does it mean to be confined or enslaved to the environment?
It's not enslaved yet. The animate is not enslaved to its environment. Oh, in general, what it means to be enslaved from both directions. Either I don't have the strength and I enslave myself to the environment without any free choice, without knowing. Like any other person on the outside, the environment influences them and dictates how they should behave, what should they do. That's on the one hand. Later on, they start feeling that I'm controlled by the environment. The media and everything else is operating on me. Education is wrong. My neighbors are wrong. Everyone's wrong. They're all pressuring me. But it's not that they're merely wrong, but they're dictating how I should be. Like we see with children, the environment, it determines how the kid's going to be. So it's the recognition of evil about the environment. So later on, he looks for a new environment. And in that new environment, he enters that new environment. He disrespects, disregards the external environment and goes into the internal environment. And there is a different kind of work. What kind of work is that? How is it different? That a person starts understanding that he has to be enslaved to the environment out of his own choice, and he has to try, and it takes years and years until a person understands that he has to enslave himself to the environment. A person, he develops both in corporeality and also in spirituality only as a result of the environment. So he starts to somehow connect, and he sees that he can't. To really work with the environment, a person, that's something that he can't do. Someone who really tried to connect to the group, he has to discover, he has to find out that this is something that I can't do. For this, I need the help of the higher force. In the very first actions, for starters, yes, but beyond that, he needs the higher force. And it works, doesn't work. He has to enslave himself to the environment. And then, as a result of him wanting the higher force to help him, and it's made so on purpose in order for a person to have Israel, Oaita, and Kucha Brichu, being one, that the Creator shines upon him through the environment, and so he'll connect himself, Israel, and the light. I mean, the system that he builds in the environment in Kodesh Baruch, which is the Creator, correspondingly starts advancing. So the whole advancement is in how do I subjugate myself toward the environment such that I see and think about it as being in, I think about it, being in Gemal Tikkun, that it's good, and any evil I see coming from it is in order for me to nullify myself, and this nullification with respect to these and those discernments where I nullify myself through those very pipes, in those very places, the light influences me. I open myself up to the influence of the light. It's just like we talked about expansion and contraction. It's the same style. As much as it pressures me, and against that pressure I open it up, wanting to be in Chafetz Chesed, the light and mercy, regardless of how much pressure it puts upon me, I want to be above my ego. So in that expansion, contraction, the light comes through, influences me, operates on me, and corrects me. And that's how, through the environment, actually till Gemar HaTikun, the final correction, it's the same kind of work. Simply then, I better discover the system itself and so on. But that's how a person advances, meaning that the work, it's like we say, it's nullifying, it's in nullifying yourself toward the environment, simply different words.
Until now, we spoke the degree of the vegetative. So, nullification is the degree of the vegetative, or?
It doesn't depend on the level. It depends on a person's coarseness, so there are different styles to it, but the direction is the same.
There's a student who's asking, so what does it mean that he doesn't have to resemble others and he can be independent?
Yes, but not having to resemble others and to be independent, it's an even more exalted kind of behavior, meaning that I don't need for the police officer to stand on the way there. I want to sustain myself, keep myself, behave correctly, so I have to learn the laws. And these laws that I learn, I accept them above my ego, above reason, wanting to impose them over myself, so I constantly work with the desire, and then the desire grows, and those laws, they become more elaborate, and I keep them. So, and further degrees to this, it's with the guards and officers, like we learn with those who climb to the king's palace, king's mountain. According to that desire that grows in me, the more I feel, then I'm ready. What does it mean that I fight against them? I want to keep these laws given by the guards and officers. So how do I use them with my ego? On the contrary, they show me how I, the egoist, can't pass them. And then I have to change my behavior, because all of these are the king's guards and officers showing me how unworthy I am of transcending, of rising to the next level, and the next level, climbing the king's mountain. So I fight them by restricting my ego, transcending it, taking actions above reason to an extent to which then I destroy the guard or officer. It becomes an aiding force, help made against that force which was against them, now becomes as an aiding force. And this is how I pass them. Yes.
It says here, talking about the animate degree, and certainly he can operate to against the will of the landlord, meaning that they can work in bestowal. This is if contradiction here.
No contradiction, the desire of the host, that's what operates in me. It's my ego. It's my ego. I'm working against the ego. Where do I see the host? Only as a result of my actions. It's only as a result of those interactions. It's not like in life that I see someone facing me. So, let's carry on.
The speaking has virtues. One, it acts against the will of the landlord.
Meaning he receives in order to bestow, that's what we're talking about.
Two, it is not confined to its contemporaries, like the vegetative.
He needn't take any kind of example from them.
Meaning it is independent from the environment. Three, it also feels the other, and hence can care for them.
Meaning he feels the foreign desires outside of himself. He relates to them as being his own. It's like we see that there is just one soul, and it's entirely mine, and the entire world is simply a projection of my internality. It's like a photographic machine, and this is how he feels. This is what it means to feel the desire of the other as your own.
Hence, he can care for them and compliment them by feeling and regretting with the public and being able to rejoice in the solace of the public and by the ability to receive from the past and from the future. Animals, however, feel only the present and only their own being.
Questions? Yes, Moti.
At the speaking degree, it's a bit unclear to me when there is a situation that he feels the other. How can there be anything like the other if he feels that everything belongs to him?
So that's the thing. There's no longer someone else. It's all you. That's called love another as thyself. But he ascribes it to himself. He kind of connects it to himself more and more. All being his own. Suddenly, you discover that he is close to you and more, up to a point where you start taking care of another more than you take care of yourself. It's levels of development.
But in his sensation, he feels that this is an inseparable part of himself.
Even more, he feels himself external with respect to the other, who is the central part, meaning that he is truly your soul, and you're just external toward your soul. I don't know how to put this. It's he becomes more precious to you than the way you feel yourself.
And it's also this way towards all the degrees, or the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, what we see in our reality now. All of this belongs to him.
You start from the speaking, and the speaking includes in it also the vegetative, the animate, and the vegetative, and the inanimate.
Vadim from Krasnodar is asking, an animal can work as if outside of himself, in bestowal?
An animal can't.
In general, he's
the living level. Can't. Doesn't feel the desire of another. How can he then work outside of himself?
His question in truth is really about the fact that it says that there are situations where he acts in opposition to the desire of the landlord.
It's against the ego. That's what he asked. It's against his own ego. Because the Creator created the evil inclination. So if I reach the vegetative level, I still come out to the Chafetz Chesed, being delighted in mercy. And on that level, I don't work against the ego. I don't work with it in order to bestow. I'm simply above it.
He's asking also, if this is so, how can it be that by that he gives contentment to the host, the landlord, against if it's against his desire? How can he please the landlord if it's against the will of the landlord? By operating against him, he gives him contentment?
By rising above the I've created the evil inclination, I'm already in Chafetz Chesed. I'm already in a state where the host enjoys me in the form of katnut, smallness. It's like a small child, a baby. You enjoy him, right? Yes. Were the grown-ups corrected, you would have enjoyed them even more. It's simply that we don't have the corrected form of the grown-ups in the world, so we don't know how it is. But it's like if you're a grown-up and the mom looks at you, how grown-up he is, how successful he is. But babies, we enjoy naturally. That's called that the host enjoys me if I am in Chafetz Chesed, but in the form of smallness, katnut. That the work that I did up till now, it was without getting to know him. It's something like that a child, he doesn't understand what his parents are doing for him. The same with us. We, in the state of katnut, of Chafetz Chesed, we have no idea what the host, what the landlord is doing for us. It's very unconsciously. It's the same example like a child toward his parents. He gives pleasure to the landlord, but it's not targeted, oriented pleasure. A child, he doesn't know that he pleasures his mom, that she enjoys him. So it's kind of the same. Simply look at it this way.
We see that there's a big gap here between one degree and the next. My question is, how does the transition from one degree to the next take place? Does the earlier degree have to yearn towards the next degree? I mean, what should we learn from these degrees?
The transition is pretty dramatic. You have to suppose you shave yourself every now and then. Does it hurt?
No.
No. Okay. So now you're demanded to cut off bits of yourself. Big difference. Whether you cut off the vegetative or you cut off the animate. And the worst thing is to shave off the speaking level. So there are great pressures here, where in the group, through the reforming light, it's not a tragedy. But nonetheless, these are serious pressures, and it all depends on one's preparation. If humanity will go through it, whether humanity will go through it in a nice way or through horrific events, terrible torments. So here, there's a possibility, like with an incubator, like with Noah's Ark, like with the Bina, if you shut yourself, you pass through, you cross the floods, the waters of the flood, and it all depends on the preparation. The group is the ark. Each one of us has different habits and something that we want to get rid of, but we resist it. Someone knows that you shouldn't eat this or that, but nevertheless he keeps on eating it. And what we get is a state where we drop into the inanimate level. We try to keep what we have, and we resist the place we're supposed to move on to. It's like you get some poison on the tip of the sword. We know it's poison, but nonetheless we take it. What's nature here, and how can we resist it?
If we are speaking about spirituality or speaking about corporeality, it's only through the environment can we change ourselves, change our habits. Only through the environment. That's it. I want to stop, to quit smoking. I have to enter a group that would constantly speak about how terrible it is, how much it has bad effects. Humanity is aware of that for a long time, and it arranges itself accordingly. That's called education. And integral education through the group, through the workshop. That's what we're talking about. Other than that, there is no other way to influence a person so that he would change himself. Only through the suitable environment. Are we done? Yes.
How does a person build himself independently on the one hand, and on the other hand, he takes on himself the influence of the environment?
By making the society rule him, by that he builds himself independently. You can only be under the dominion of either you being on the inside and you and the society outside being egoistical, or you on the inside and the society on the outside being altruistic. That's all. And in an altruistic society, meaning a Kabbalistic environment, you want to connect more, and that also is arranged for you by the environment. You want to connect with the upper force, meaning the inner force of the group, of the society, which is called the Creator.
So, the example that he takes on from that environment, what kind of examples does he take?
Devotion, bestowal, uplifted spirit, the importance of the goal, etc. Yes.
And how can one identify? Suppose he sees, he doesn't see any more examples, he can't identify them, so how can he?
Everything depends on how much he lowers himself with respect to the environment. Then he can see additional examples. Otherwise, he won't see any examples. If I look at them, what kind of an example can I take from them? The more I lower myself forcefully, artificially, suddenly I see examples of unique behavior. Yes?
Now, on the preparation, you said that those people that work actively toward the group, they undergo different states that later cause them to extract.
But they receive the bad force from the environment, the force of rejection, opposite the good force, the force of attraction, and they themselves begin to feel how evil they are, how much they don't want to come closer, and how much they do want to come closer. They start recognizing that the environment is much more complex, intricate, much deeper. Like with the example of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, they start feeling that there's a special force, that the light that is there, that the Creator is hidden within the environment. They start feeling this. We have no choice. That is our own hidden kli, we have to bring it up from the dust.
I'm just trying to understand what it means to be active toward the environment. How does a person become active toward the environment?
In everything. That he can serve them. This is why we're in this world, so that he can have the opportunity to serve the group, the environment, in everything, even in things that go against your desire. If you were in the spiritual world, you'd be operating only according to the desire. When you are in the corporeal world, then, as written, his heart and his mouth are not equal. You can not love someone and nonetheless do something for him to decide that I'm now going and giving him a gift. And you can do that precisely because you are in the corporeal world, that upon your spirituality there is a special clothing called corporeality. And with that external clothing, with the corporeality, you can actually play, meaning to perform actions that do not match the desire. That they don't match the desire. And we behave that way all the time. Do I conduct myself with everyone the way that I want? Maybe if it was that way, maybe there wouldn't be anyone here. Rather, no. I behave nicely and this way and that way. Why? Because I want to make some profit through you, so it's worthwhile for me to subjugate myself and maybe do some other things. You see, this is the world of deceit. There are calculations in all directions, but it is possible to do it. It's possible to get started. And even, as you can see, even Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma, such a great person who was a Kabbalist, but the society with respect to him was a society that is truly in a soft. That's how he saw them. He sees the environment from the height, the level in the ladder where he was, standing. If he was at the height of 120 in the ladder, that from that height of 120, he sees the group. And even more, he sees them at height of 121, because the group always has to be higher than him in order for him to advance. You see? Imagine you are standing at the height of 120, in that degree, that rung of the ladder, and the society is even higher. And when you look at them from the outside, who are they? They don't understand anything, they don't know anything, and in general, what kind of behavior? Nothing. But he penetrates into the reality, because he sees it with his vessels, from within.
So, when he does this penetration, looks at society, what exactly does he look at?
He sees them as whole, perfect. Well, what do you mean? He sees them also following all his clothings of the 120 degrees. He takes off all his clothings, strips them.
And what about the flaws that he sees?
What flaws?
He sees flaws in accordance with seeing them perfect.
No, he doesn't see any flaws in them. He sees them as even more than him. If he's at degree 120, they are at a degree 121. He sees in the group the achap of the upper one. As if he didn't hear anything?
Danny.
So, can he do that with any other person in the world? Why does he specifically need these students if he has the ability to do it?
Because they act for him this way. They want it. The Creator has selected those students for him. He brought them to him, or he brought him to them.
It's because of the point in the heart and the desire to progress in spirituality.
Yes, yes, certainly, because it's truly so. On the inside, they're really that way. Yes, Oren.
It says on the article that the animate level cannot feel more than itself, meaning that it doesn't feel its environment. And the speaking level does feel the environment, and therefore he can take care for it and complete it. The transition between them, he can't feel the others, and then he starts feeling the others. That transition, can you explain it a bit?
Yeah.
Between, well, it's like, imagine that you love your children. That is called the speaking degree. And when you don't have any emotion towards them, neither for good or bad, that's the animate degree. What is the transition between one and the other? Not according to your spirit, your mood, rather according to your inner preparation of the desire, of the ability. Let's say there is a person who is incapable of feeling his child as his own. It's that way, and suddenly he becomes capable of it. That it's all he is, it's the most precious thing in his life. That's from the side of nature when it is, when it appears. But here we're talking about correction above the ego. I can't give an example. In spirituality, that's how it is. But you can draw from the parallel in corporeality.
Usted comentaba acerca de que en el grado vegetal.
No, maher, ma correction.
Real quickly, come on.
You just talked about the vegetative level.
La persona tiene que sentirse que no está esclavizada, a pesar de que esto ocurre.
A person has to feel that he's not enslaved, even though that that's how it is.
De hablante se descubren placeres aún mucho más grandes al sentir al otro.
To the extent to which we advance and reach the speaking level,
que siempre están en tendencia de poder sentir el deseo del otro y no volver a estar esclavizado.
It's confusing because he has to constantly be in that inclination toward feeling others and not the other way around.
That is true. I have nothing else to say. I mean, it's true. Only from these confusions, gradually it becomes clarified. Let's move on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.